It's being called modern-day slavery. Foreign backpackers lured to so-called working hostels where they're promised farm work to extend their visa but instead find shocking conditions, exploitation and abuse. The growing concern over the welfare of workers on Australian farms has prompted calls for farmers to find another way to overcome their critical labour shortages, as Kelly Buchanan reports.
Frenchwoman Anise Masser is spending 88 days picking grapes in Mildura near the Victorian-South Australian border to qualify for her second-year visa. Like many backpackers, she found her job online.
Yeah, you don't have to be picky, just experience life, how it comes. If you hear good things, just follow the good vibes, and here we are.
About a third of Australia's agricultural workforce is made up of this kind of working holiday maker. They often rely on their accommodation to also find them work. But it's a system that's been open to abuse, and now there are calls for the horticulture industry to overhaul how it accesses workers. Joe Morrow is the president of the Mareeba District Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association near Cairns in far north Queensland. He advises farmers to find their own workers.
They need to be on the ball on this and just can't say, oh, the workforce has been provided by person X. They need to take on responsibilities, and farmers cannot wash their hands when dealing with hostels.
For many farmers, finding the volume of workers they need in the time frame they need them is a logistical impossibility, and using labour hire contractors like hostels is the only practical option they have. But spend any time on social media and you'll find a litany of complaints from workers who say they've travelled thousands of kilometres on the promise of work, paid accommodation or a bond up front, only to find there are no jobs and they owe the hostel money. Keith Pitt is the Federal Assistant Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment and is based in Bundaberg in southeast Queensland, where worker exploitation has been a significant issue.
Now is that the 88 days can't be signed off by the employer. We've made substantial changes around Fair Work, including providing an additional $20 million funding to actually try and continue to tackle these types of issues.
He says earlier this year a Fair Work Amendment Bill was introduced to Parliament to increase the penalties on those exploiting vulnerable workers.
Unfortunately, in the world in which we live, there will always be those who do the wrong thing. We need to make sure we crack down on them, but we also need to make sure that we don't damage the ones who are out there doing their absolute utmost to comply.
John George is a hostel operator in Mildura. He says most provide a valuable service and do the right thing.
If later on the employer doesn't need the people that he thought he was going to need, I can't really do much about that. I don't know that that's exploitation. That's the circumstances.
He says backpackers have enormous power on social media to report dodgy operators, but many don't heed the warnings that could save them money and heartache.
I've got no doubt that every backpacker spends a bit more time sussing out on the internet where the cheapest bar is, the cheapest place to buy alcohol, where they can buy marijuana, and they spend far less time thinking about their reaction to a job advertisement that they see posted 2,500 kilometres from where they are, and that seems to me somewhat screwy.
Legislation to increase the penalties against those found to exploit vulnerable workers is in the Senate waiting to be passed.
Kelly Buchanan reporting.